Hi, folks. Thanks for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Courtney Bjorlin, news editor on the site. Today, we're speaking with David Fox and Justin Burmeister, both consultants who have worked on SAP and business objects implementation. David and Justin are unique because of their knowledge not only of SAP products, but also of business objects products and how they integrate with the SAP product line. Today, David and Justin will talk more about a recent business objects implementation they did for an SAP customer, as well as give us an overview of their impressions of the SAP business objects roadmap, the level of integration between the two products, and what they've been impressed with and not impressed with. So would you gentlemen like to start by sort of introducing yourselves and telling us a little bit about your companies and what you do?
My name is Dave Fox, and I'm a president and principal BI architect with a company called Clarisint Incorporated. We specialize in SAP BI implementations.
And my name is Justin Burmeister. I'm a basis consultant. I've been working on SAP for about 11 years now at this point, and been partnering up with Dave with his fine organization on some BI and business objects support.
All right. So today we're just looking to talk a little bit more about what's really going on the ground now with SAP projects and specifically business intelligence projects. As most of you know, SAP bought business objects last year, so Justin and Dave have been working on a lot of business objects implementations. So when it comes to SAP customers, what are some of the major projects you're working on right now, and have BI projects really still been a big focus in this economy?
Right now, we're currently working with a sporting goods and apparel manufacturer, as well as a furniture manufacturer. One is an SAP BI business objects integration implementation, and another is a standalone SAP BI.
And we've been recently went live with business objects, and we rolled out the 3.0 version of XI, as they call it, with a SAP BI 7.0 source system. Tools that were used were Excelsius for the dashboard, and we're using Web Intelligence for reporting, and the LiveOffice product to help integrate everything together. We rolled out four KPIs. These were generally for management reporting and for business intelligence. And as far as the economy goes, certainly this year is proven to be a challenge for a lot of companies. And so new projects, certainly must demonstrate some ROI and some tangible business impact, whether this be increased revenue or operational efficiencies. Companies definitely seem to be weighing value proposition of these projects against their budget, as well as taking a look at some other projects that might be driven for other reasons. For example, a certain version of software is going out of maintenance. A lot of customers are have to be doing a release upgrade or rolling out new functionality to new lines of business. So definitely companies are going to great lengths to find solutions that are going to show a lot of bang for the buck.
So in terms of, there's been some confusion just within the two product lines. Are you putting in a lot of business objects type products? Are SAP customers still going with NetWeaver type BI products, SAP BI products?
Well, this is definitely a hot topic for discussion. everybody seems to be asking the same questions. SAP BI remains the strategic data warehouse in the architecture and in the roadmap for the different products. We figure probably about 70% to 80% of SAP customers have a BI infrastructure already. Perhaps they've had it for a long time and have a bit of an investment in this product. BI has a lot of very good things going for it. It's very tightly integrated with other SAP applications. It has native extractors and native transformation and loading from your ERP source system or for your SRM source system or whatever your data source is. So it's very tightly integrated, and there's already a significant investment in BI in a lot of places.
And we see it's not really an either-or decision at this point. Yeah. It's really a combination. It's really both products, using components of both products to bring together a complete holistic solution to best meet the needs of the business.
Now, that said, there's certainly a lot of overlap. SAP at one point was trying to position their own products for the front-side reporting and business intelligence tools. And Business Objects, for their part, has arguably a best-of-breed solution and has competed with other third-party products such as Cognos and Actuate over the years. So, you know, at this point, the companies are looking at a convergence strategy. Some of these products are actually going to merge. Some of these products are going to actually continue on parallel paths, depending on whether you are already an SAP customer or whether you are already a Business Objects customer. They have positioned some of these tools to continue in parallel to serve different types of business needs. But that said, SAP has published a roadmap.
Right, and they say they're going to be revealing more of their roadmap in the coming year and, right, and things like that. So,
and depending on the installations where SAP BI customers gain a lot of benefit from having a very robust front end, which SAP BI customers haven't been used to in the past, just to a very robust and user-friendly front end, which you can truly start to gain advantages in user adoption rates throughout the company now. It really eliminates that barrier to adopting across the multiple user communities. And BO installations gain the benefit of having access to a very robust and stable enterprise data warehouse platform. Essentially has the business process logic embedded within the architecture itself. So one doesn't necessarily have to be an expert on the business process to be able to get at the information. The information is there within context to the business process, which is a huge benefit to those BO customers who have implemented ECC or an ERP solution.
Let's harp on that point for a little bit. So what's the state of the sort of BI application landscape at most of the companies you're working with?
Yeah, what we're seeing is, you know, there are companies who have standardized on SAP BI and have decreed that their system of record, perhaps financial data or logistics data, and there are companies that have gone to great strides to run the business by the numbers, as we say. They've defined metrics. They've standardized them across their LOBs. And that data is coming from SAP BI, and to great success. And there are other companies who are just starting to get into it and have just not yet made the transition from standard list reporting to more analytical needs. They see the benefit, but perhaps because of resource constraints or some other constraints within the organization, just haven't made that. They see the benefit. They want to make that move and that transition. It's really just finding the way and figuring out how to best do that.
Okay.
It's often a very passionate debate, too, internally. It's typically not a technological. It's a passionate debate on philosophies, and it's often political.
And, you know, the rest of these things are just software. They're just tools to, you know, approach this a project like this by reviewing technologies or applications or platforms is probably the tail wagging the dog to a certain extent. It makes a lot of sense for customers up front to define a enterprise information architecture and, you know, identify what it is they would like to get out of a business intelligence tool.
Right.
And at that point, you know, generally that makes the discussion about what tools and what technologies, you know, a little bit more clear because you're actually trying to solve a particular business need.
Right. Which is instead what your project should be directed by.
Right. Instead of having a bake-off between two tools, which ends up in, you know, some sort of brawl on the floor.
So what products from Business Objects are you finding to be the most popular with your customers?
Right now we see a lot of interest with Crystal for formatted reporting,
okay,
Excelsius for dashboarding, and Webby. A lot of discussion out there and a lot of interest as to how they can implement that.
We have had the opportunity to work with Excelsius a little bit, and that's a very, very nice dashboard product.
Truly fantastic. I mean, end users, they clamor for it. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
The front end is absolutely stunning. And, you know, in years past, SAP has given you tools to build your own dashboards and your own composite applications with Visual Composer and the Web Application Designer. A lot of customers have already done some dashboards for high-level, you know, strategic analytic reporting. But at the same time, I haven't seen anything that approaches the elegance of the front end of the BO tools.
So what are some of the common questions you're getting from your customers about these two product lines? And we touched on this before, but is there still a lot of confusion?
What we're finding is that up front, a lot of customers, their questions are, well, not just how do we migrate, but what's our plan and how do we implement this? Oftentimes we see that it's coming more of a top-down, more of a BO-centric approach to this. And we find you can quickly run into trouble that way. The projects, in our recommendation, really should be more of an SAP BI-centric approach, with BO being treated almost like a bolt-on, or really almost like just another front end, similar to what the web application designer is to SAP BI. Really treat it that way, rather than coming from outside in, treat it more inside out. And that has the benefit of being able to address some of the performance impacts earlier on. Some of the issues that might surface where you really need an expert SAP BI person there to really help get into the details.
All that said, with a lot of open questions about the product convergence, a lot of customers are asking, is now the right time to do this? How can I protect my investment in these products? I'm sure customers could probably tell stories in years past where they jumped on the bandwagon on a particular technology suite only to have the direction change, and they had to rip it out and build it again with new standards and new tools. We think it's very important for our customers to understand the roadmap and understand which tools and technologies are going to continue to be supported and be an important strategic part of SAP's portfolio carrying forward. There's a very, very good document on the SDN that actually details exactly what their product convergence strategies are.
So we touched on this a little bit too, but are there really any glaring deficiencies you see in SAP BO?
We've encountered a lot of positive, really seamless integration points between BO and SAP BI, namely SSO worked quite well as the authorizations, and even tying into the analysis, data level analysis authorizations in 7.0. Which work quite well, too. So very strong positives there. Some things that we encountered were, some issues around performance. Okay. Again, could be mitigated by moving away from, in the future, which is actually coming in the future, moving away from the MDX API, which is the really the native integration point between BO and SAP BI at this point. There are significant enhancements coming with Enhancement Pack 1, Support Pack 3 with that interface, so that will soon go away, and as well as perhaps looking at other options for improving performance natively without a BIA, making sure you leverage aggregates as much as possible, making sure your data sets are as small as possible going to the front end. A lot of these things are standard when you're looking at a dashboard implementation, say with a web application designer and the like. So really, everything you've known and learned from in the past with the web application designer would translate onto the BO project as well. That being said, there's significant opportunity in the future with the improvements with Enhancement Pack 1 or perhaps with the addition of a BIA into the landscape to offer, significant benefits between these products.
We've known a number of customers who have made an investment in a BIA, and it's fabulous technology. I'm aware of one customer that had some queries that ran 10, 15, 20 minutes. Plug in the BIA, and it was down under 2 seconds. And that is going to have a significant impact on the performance upstream from that of business objects or any third-party reporting tool. The performance via the MDX interface, as Dave mentioned, is perhaps not 100% ideal. There's some additional overhead associated with the open interface. And we've actually spoken with SAP about this, and they'll acknowledge that it's not as efficient as the sort of native OLAP BAPI that the Business Explorer BEX uses for queries. But they have introduced, as Dave mentioned, some performance enhancements in Enhancement Pack 1, which is coming out in sometime in Q1 of 2009. And I think long term they're looking at moving to more the native interface for better performance. The other thing we found is that some of the BO tools are not necessarily scaling very well against sort of medium to large data sets. One customer we've worked at is leveraged the Web Intelligence product, or Webby for short, and we found that there's quite a bit of overhead associated with flattening the multi-dimensional data that's coming back from a BI cube. We actually, there's probably more than one customer, I believe, that's kind of struggled with the performance on the BO side. So as Dave mentioned, it's extremely important to be very selective with your queries and focus mostly on the BI side as far as finding the most efficient query design and try to constrain the amount of data that's being sent over to the BO or really any third-party reporting tool.
So to sort of wrap up here, why don't you give our listeners some advice on three of the most important things to consider when choosing business intelligence software?
I think number one is to take the time to define an information architecture across the whole landscape, which, again, will truly drive what your needs are going to be and what technology choices you're going to make based on that.
I would also suggest, understanding the relative merits of usability and the user interface versus the elegance of the back-end technology complex that's going to go into making the solution. It's a lot to be said for rolling out solutions that are making the business happy and they're usable and attractive. But it's also possible that there might be quite a bit of moving parts behind the scenes in order to make that happen. And that also can lead to single points of failure and complexity, dependencies with your upgrades and your release strategy.
Lastly, is to really take the time and due diligence to find an integration partner that's going to serve your needs well, really taking a look at it holistically and really has a deep understanding of SAP BI and BO as well, and where they're going and where they best fit.
Well, I think that's a good point to end on. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us today, and we really appreciate your time.
Cool. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. Please continue to turn to SearchSAP.com for all your SAP needs.